Well, the AFL Grand Final will be played outside of Victoria for the first time in 123 years, with Brisbane winning the right to host one of the biggest days in the Australian sporting calendar. The ongoing COVID-19 pandemic forced the AFL to move the game from the MCG, with the Gabba coming out on top of rival bids from South Australia and Western Australia. AFL CEO Gillon McLachlan says the night game will be a truly unique event.
I think in the end, Queensland, there was a view around the industry that given all the work that they'd done to help us and we'd had so many teams based up here, that's probably the overriding factor, but they were strong in all areas.
That's football supremo Gillon McLachlan. Mark Zondens is the Gabba's venue manager. Mark, welcome to RM Breakfast and congratulations.
Thank you. We're really excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, it's quite a coup. I mean, it was the worst kept secret in town, I suppose. But until that moment where Gil McLachlan said it out loud, how thrilling was it when you heard that?
Oh, look, to be honest, it was, we were hanging on edge right up until the point that he noted that Brisbane was the successful bid. And, you know, from our perspective, we recognise it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for the Gabba and the team. And as I noted, we're just really excited about delivering the premium event for the AFL.
Is the Gabba up to it? I mean, the MCG is a particular sporting cauldron. How do you think the Gabba's going to match it with the Mighty G? Because, you know, it's getting a bit long in the tooth, isn't it?
I think that there are a couple of things that play into that. Number one, we don't profess to be the MCG. This has always been put forward as a Queensland bid rather than being a MCG bid. So from that perspective, you know, we're very confident. We've got a history of delivering major events here at the Gabba. But that aside, you know, we're very respectful of the situation that has brought the grand final to the ground here. And we're really sort of thrilled that the AFL wants to continue to work with us after delivering what will be 30 games in the regular season. Just putting that cherry on top with the grand final is a wonderful position for us.
Yeah, there's been probably more AFL matches than you used to at the Gabba in a regular season. How busy has it been? And I mean, it's a rugby league town. Let's be clear about it. How busy have the games been? Have the fans been out in force?
Yeah, I think so. You know, ultimately, under the COVID conditions, it has been a reduced capacity at any rate. But the fans have really got behind the teams, and I think that it's been a wonderful opportunity for, you know, a fan of, for argument's sake, Collingwood, who would traditionally only be given one opportunity to see their team. They've had five or six opportunities to see them through this season. And, you know, in essence, we'll have delivered three seasons worth of football at the Gabba, where traditionally we play 11 games through a season. We're looking at 30 regular season games plus postseason. So, again, it's been a wonderful effort from the team on the ground here. The fans have been fantastic in following the different rules under our COVID safe plan. And, I'm really, really excited about the opportunity that this is presenting.
Well, the Brisbane Lions are in the hunt this year. I think they're third on the ladder at the moment. It would be a real fairy tale ending if the Lions made the grand final. How much of an edge do you think a home advantage gives them?
I think this is one of those debates that comes about every year with Melbourne teams and playing at the MCG. So, look, we're extremely excited for the Lions and great to see them have continued success through this year. They've been a wonderful supporter of the changes that we've had to implement here at the ground as well, and we've worked very closely with them. So, with plenty of bias, I'd love to see them be successful through this season and actually complete the fairy tale.
A lot of people looking on from a lot of other parts of the country are just sort of shaking their head in wonder at the notion of 30,000 people in one place, which is what the numbers are you're hoping to have there at the grand final. How would you do that at the Gabba in a COVID-safe way?
Look, we're working together with Queensland Health. The number of 30,000 has been sort of something that was discussed at length with the Chief Health Officer prior to submitting the bid. So, we're very conscious of the current situation. We maintain regular contact with the Department of Health.
But how do you physically do it? I mean, what's happening now to make sure that people aren't sitting on top of each other, that people aren't queuing? What changes have you put in place?
There are a range of measures that that are in place at the moment. So they include sort of distance seating as well as sort of some of the practices with how people move in and out of the ground. And look, there's no question there's still some work to be done. And clearly we'll need to consider what the situation is closer to the date as well. But we've been very clear every step of the way with the AFL as well, that as situation develops over time, then we remain agile and we'll remain focused on making sure that we deliver the safest environment possible.
I think there's a lot of interest in this at the moment, particularly as we see, you know, people going through all sorts of lockdowns to try and keep safe. 30,000, as I understand it, is more than 50% capacity at the Gabba, isn't it? So how could you keep social distance if it's more than half full?
Look, once again, we rely on Department of Health and the experts to actually provide us some direction on those sorts of areas. And essentially, we work collectively to deliver the outcomes. You know, I don't doubt that there'll be measures taken such as personal sanitizer, face masks and those sorts of things. But, you know, really, you know, 8 weeks out, it's very early to sort of say exactly what that's going to look like. But 100% confident that we've delivered a safe season so far. Through that collaboration with the Department of Health, and 100% confident that we can deliver a successful grand final and a safe grand final.
And with Queensland's borders closed, you're expecting it will be Brisbane footy fans who are there, Queensland footy fans rather?
I think that that's a reasonable expectation. The AFL and ourselves haven't discussed what that ticket distribution looks like at the moment. But
people from Melbourne, fanatics from Melbourne can't get in, can they? They won't be able to get in.
Look, at the end of the day, the health rules of the day will dictate exactly who can get into Queensland. I think that it's a reasonable assumption to make that it'll be predominantly made up of Queenslanders.
All right. Mark Zondens, thanks very much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.
Mark Zondens is the venue manager at the Gabba. And, of course, it's always a debate about whether you can ever host a grand final outside of Melbourne, outside the MCG. Well, the pandemic has made it happen. Will it open the floodgates?